Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Thank you for joining me on this season of Trust and Believe Transformation Stories. This season, we're doing something a little different in efforts to keep you inspired, motivated, and to hold you accountable. It's one thing to listen to the podcast, but it's another thing to take action on your daily transformation. So look at this season as a course in your personal transformation. Every other week, the episode will challenge you to take action steps to further enhance your personal life journey so that you can have constant progress. All you need to do to take action is to go to SeanTFitness.com/safespace. There you can download your worksheet of the week. By completing these assignments, you will continue to stay present by enhancing yourself and your life. To join the Safe Space community, just fill out the information provided on the site and you will have access to monthly confidence building seminars, access to my live motivational talks, and each month will feature a guest speaker to help you sustain positivity in different parts of your life. Again, go to SeanTFitness.com/safespace, a community of positive people that are here to help you grow. For Trust and Believe listeners, use the coupon code TRUST at checkout and get 1 month free. That's SeanTFitness.com/safespace and use the coupon code TRUST. Welcome to the Safe Space. Trust and today's addendum is really special because I did a 24-hour fast just a couple weeks ago when I landed in Europe, and it was really interesting to me how that process really takes Melissa's "if you can't do one more, do three" into effect. Because you get to a certain point where you're doing a 24-hour fast and it becomes less about hunger and more about focusing on what your body can do to push yourself forward and how your mind is in control. And sometimes you think like, well, I just need to eat because it's time for me to eat. When really, if you just sit back, breathe, and think, your mind actually says, well, you know what? It's not that I need to eat. It's that my body needs to heal and reflect, and my body needs to adjust to what it is that we're doing. So I did a little video when I came close to my 24 hours of my fast, and you hear how I kind of went through the process. So sit back, relax, and as you go through the process, what I want you to do is think about the things that you almost gave up on at the very end, and you feel like, or you felt like, in order to not give up, you just had to push a little bit further. And you did three instead of one more. You got past the finish line. And what superpower did you use when you actually did that? So check out the story. And at the very end, I'll be back with a little motivation. I'm coming up on the end of my fast, and I said to myself, when I get close to the end of the fast, I wanted to do a little recap video for everyone out there that is either interested in trying intermittent fasting, doing intermittent fasting, or just interested, or maybe you don't even know what intermittent fasting is, And so I think that it's a really great time to do a video like this, because I think it's really important to show what happens when you're toward the end of a specific goal, because that's where a lot of people give up, and that's where a lot of people either throw in a towel because it's too hard or they've run through the finish line. Here's something to understand that can take you really far on your journey, be it fitness, a job, maybe a marriage, and that is when you actually reach 70 meters to go, when you're coming toward the end of the journey, that is the time where you have a choice to make. You can say, I have 30 more pounds to go, like I'm almost there. And you can put all of that hard work that you put into the journey into that last 70 meters, or you can, which is what a lot of people do, say, I'm almost done. It's really, really exhausting. The last X amount of pounds is so hard, and I've yo-yoed, and the struggle was just way too hard. Now, are you going to take the struggle and turn it into a bigger struggle? Are you going to take the struggle and look at how far you've come from struggling that much and prove to yourself that you are so strong? So not only can you get to the finish line, but you can go through the finish line because you've gained so much extra power and internal motivational lessons to move forward. Because people say, I lack motivation. Well, it's one thing to lack motivation, and it's another thing to not connect to the strengths and the messages that you build, and you get from the struggle. So for me, I usually only do 60-hour fasts. So I'll do, my fast will be from 8:30 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. the next day. And then I'll eat between 12:30 and 8:30 p.m. that next day, where I break my fast. And so some people are like, well, why are you doing 24 hours? Well, the benefits that I get from when I hit 16 and sometimes 17 hours, if I can't eat right away, have been so great. My energy level is through the roof. I don't feel bloated. I fart less. I don't crave carbs. I don't crave snacks. I actually don't even, at this moment, I don't feel hungry. And so when I'm doing my normal fast, I'm not like, oh my God, like I need to go eat right now. I don't feel that way. So I was like, maybe 24 hours might be a little tougher, but if I feel this clear-headed, you know, great vision, really positive, jovial energy from 16 hours. Let's see what 24 hours would do. There are some people who do 48 hours. I'm not there yet. But I want to be very clear. When you're fasting, you're not starving yourself. Starving. Starving is not only you depleting your body depleting itself of energy. It's not only that you haven't eaten, but starving is, I'm not eating because of a mental situation, or I'm not eating because I can't afford it. There are people out there who are starving, and there are people out there who are sick, meaning they starve themselves on purpose. So when people say on purpose, and I mean it's a sickness, so when people say, oh my gosh, you're starving yourself, no, I'm not. I'm doing it for health benefits, because you know what? Your digestive system can rebuild itself when it's just drinking water, when it's processing water through your body. And I traveled, and I had, you know, when you travel, like I had fun, like I had a couple of drinks. I probably drank more juice than I wanted to because I just wanted something a little thicker in my body. And then the excitement of traveling and the food that you encounter, it's not a bad thing. I don't eat horrible, but I do that. And so on top of the fact that I'm flying, I'm a little bit mentally stressed because I'm flying with toddlers and we're kind of constantly having to maneuver and troubleshoot. And so for me, I said, if I feel really good after a 16-hour fast. I think the perfect time for me to do a 24-hour fast is when I've had maybe a high-stress situation, like traveling, and I just want to reset my body and my mind. But here's the most important thing. For so long, and I've gotten ripped by eating 6-7 meals a day every 3 hours, but it was extremely difficult. It was so difficult to not only keep to that schedule, I thought it was very expensive because I can't cook 6 times a day, nor can, not only can I not cook 6 times a day, but I just don't have time to cook 6 times a day. So now I'm going to the grocery store or I'm going to a restaurant and getting the healthiest food. So somebody else is preparing it for me and it's really expensive. I say all that to say intermittent fasting is I really only eat 2 meals a day and I don't stress about those meals because my body feels so good. I'm not craving carbs at the first meal. I do crave a little bit more carbs toward the 8:30 when I'm breaking my fast, but depending on how many carbs I ate that day, I just drink water and I'm totally fine. Because a lot of times, at least the way I grew up, it was finish everything on your plate. But sometimes finishing everything on your plate is not exactly the best thing to do, even though my mom was like, I paid for that food. But when you say I pay for that food, I have to finish everything on my plate, I have to feel full. Guess what? You pay for it in another way. You pay for it on the back end because now you're eating too much. Your digestive system has to work overtime and the things that you're putting in your body may not be the best things to put in your body. So I feel really great. If you want to try intermittent fasting, I'm just constantly sending people to my podcast, Trust and Believe with Sean T. I have an episode where that's labeled intermittent fasting, so you can check it out. And for me, it's not about a diet. It's about the science behind the way that I feel. And for those of you who know me, I chase feelings, not numbers. I don't chase numbers in a bank account. If you follow Team Sean T, you know, I chase my passion and money follows that. And just like with fitness, I don't chase a number on the scale. I check, how do I feel? How do I feel internally? How do I feel externally? How do I feel when I look in the mirror? But I don't get on the scale to determine my personal feeling and how I'm going to feel that day. And I know a lot of people out there say they weigh themselves and that keeps them on track, and that's great. But nothing that I say to you is trying to get you to do what I'm doing. I'm just trying to provide you with a source of information so that if you get to a point in your life where you want to try something different and you want to have sustainable results, that's pretty much the things that I do. And sometimes I find out later that it didn't work, like eating 8 times a day. It just didn't work. It worked for to get to 4.1% body fat, but it didn't work to have long, sustainable 4.1% body fat, which I really don't like being that lean anyway because my energy is depleted, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this if you made it this far. And if you didn't, then you're not seeing this. But if you're trying intermittent fasting, make sure you read up on it, get your own information, try it. I would say for at least 6 to 10 days before you give up because the first week is really tough. And then that you end up, yes, I'm getting sleepy because I'm jet lagged, but I'm not sleepy from not eating. I'm sleepy from raising twin boys. All right. Have a good day. Thanks for watching. Peace out. All right. So I'm back. 24 hours done. My first 24-hour fast. I will say that I'm going to probably do a 48-hour fast soon. And someone has already challenged me to a 7-day water fast, which I'm not there yet mentally, but I'm really good physically, and I love how intermittent fasting is working for me. So I'm gonna leave you with this. I want you to continue to push forward, and when you feel like you can't do something, just know that in your mind, something great is happening, even if it's challenging. Something great is happening, even if it's challenging. So continue to believe that you can do it. Continue to push through. And like I always say, continue to trust and believe. I'll see you next week. Trust and believe.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.